everyone. Welcome to the New Heart Church Leadership Podcast. We believe that as you invest and listen to this message, that your life is going to move forward. So get ready for an incredible message.
This has no bearing to you, but I will explain to you some of this work. This plowing was always something that had to be done. It wasn't something that was very great. It wasn't like, oh, wow, you get to, this actually was the one thing that you do that had nothing to do with actually seeing anything grow. Like, you were actually just moving around, for lack of a better term, a lot of dead things that were on the surface or that hadn't grown for a while. And so what you did was you plowed the ground to get it ready for planting. And so you, it was soil work. It was working with the ground before you even planted. Now, a lot of times in church, when you talk about planting, that's the thing that's talked about as, okay, you're not going to see something for a while. You're planting. You're in the planting season. You're not going to see the harvest, and it's going to be some work, and there's going to be some time where you have to water, and there's going to be some times where you have to look at a small plant maybe just starting to come out. But don't worry, there's going to be harvest. And so all the focus on planting is like, oh, you're not going to get a harvest. But I realize there's not hardly any talk about plowing. I've realized in my life that there hasn't been a lot of talk about prep work even before you plant something. Like, there's not a lot of talk about, like, what I don't know if you've been like this, but if you've ever felt like, okay, it's time for me to do some DIY thing around the house, and maybe some of you are like, oh, I can paint that room. I can do that. One of the things I just hate with a passion when it comes to painting is prepping to paint. It's so annoying. Like, you just feel like, I can just paint. And every time I say I can just paint, I just paint all the places that shouldn't be painted because it didn't prep. And it seems like the prep takes 5 times longer than the actual painting does. But then I started realizing that prepping people's lives actually takes a lot more work than the actual planting and harvesting does. Like, the prep, and when we talk about fields, that when the Bible talks about fields, that is actually talking about people. You know, remember when Jesus said the fields are ripe with harvest? What was he talking about? He was talking about people. And so taking this from Proverbs, when it says those too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food at harvest, it's very important to understand this plowing thing. Let me talk real quick. First, you want to make sure that you are ready to work when you talk about people. When you want to be involved with people, there is going to be work involved. There is definitely, if you're inviting somebody in to help you in your life, just understand there's going to be some work involved. Don't let the laziness of thinking everything's just going to happen together just fill your life and think, okay, this is all going to work out. There's actually some work that's going to be involved when you start getting into the work of people. Second, plowing is about getting the soil ready for the seed. It's not planting, it's prep. And so when you start looking at this, you start understanding, okay, there is some stuff that's going to be done underneath the surface before I can even see something good grow in somebody else. There's something that needs to be worked underneath the surface before I can even see something grow in somebody else. But here's what happens if you try to fast forward this issue. You will hurt people and you will frustrate yourself if you look to harvest where you need to plow. You will hurt people and you will frustrate yourself if you look to harvest where you need to plow. So if you look at people and think, wow, listen, we're all good at this. We all see potential. But if you try to harvest off potential, you will hurt yourself, you will hurt others, and you will frustrate yourself. You can look at a huge field and be like, wow, this could be a lot of corn. But if you go out there in the middle of December trying to harvest corn, you will be very frustrated and you'll actually mess up the field. And you'll mess up your equipment too. Just that's kind of a farmer thing, but yeah, that's all of that happens. Because you're in the wrong season. And all a lot of times we look at is harvest time. And then when we think that we're really good Christians, we think about, well, we have planting time. And I'm trying to, I'm looking at myself and thinking, well, where's the plowing time? Like, where does that work into this whole situation? Because I'm definitely thinking that that's an analogy that needs to be talked about a little bit more. And the Bible says if you're too lazy to plow in the right season, you'll have no harvest, no food at harvest. So some of us might be so frustrated that we're not seeing harvest. And we're like, why is this happening? Why is this happening? And it might be because we've never hitched up to a plow, ever. We give ourselves 8 million pats on the back just because we throw some seed out sometimes. And we're like, hey, boom. Like, hey, I'm going to, you know, like, I got some, like, I'm going to plant and I'm going to do this thing right now. So I'm just going to throw this around. And why is this not working? Well, and you remember Jesus talking about the parable of the seed? Remember what he was saying? He kept talking about the soil and the problem with the soil. Remember he kept saying, like, no, you can't do that because some of it just fell on the path, so it couldn't even get deep. And then some of it was just surface. And then some of it, there was too many weeds. Do you know, listen, this was blowing my mind. Do you know what could have gotten rid of all of those situations? Plowing. Plowing would have gotten rid of everything that Jesus talked about that is destroying the seed that you're trying to plant. Plowing. Just, it would have gotten rid of it. Because what plowing does, plowing allows the soil to get rid of all of maybe these small weeds that are trying to grow up. Plowing pulls all of those weeds out of it. Plowing also allows the seed to go down deeper in the soil than it would normally. And plowing also makes the soil ready for planting. Plowing. So if we're getting frustrated with a harvest that we want to see in somebody's life, or we want to see, and this can work in any area of business or anything, you don't see the result in the person that you want to see. If you don't see the result in the person that you are trying to raise as a parent, if you don't see the result in the person that you have hired for a job, if you don't see the result in the person that you feel like you're trying to lead, if you're a teacher and you have students and you're trying to see, if you don't see the result that you want to see, I would say don't try to plant more. Maybe you need to do some more plowing. If you're not seeing the harvest, because what the Bible says, you will not see a harvest if you don't plant, if you don't plow. Now, you won't see a harvest if you don't plant as well. But I don't think we have a problem with having the planting. All of us have ideas. All of us say things to people. Oh, we wish you would do this. We wish you would do this. We wish you would do. I mean, I'm thinking about this with my kids. Do you know how many times I tell Watson to do something? Do you know how much corn seed I pour on that boy? You know, like, and I'm like, where is the harvest? might be I need to do some more plowing. I need to, like, cultivate. This is where the word cultivate comes from. I need to cultivate the soil so it can receive what needs to be planted. This is also a good thing, so don't get lost in, oh, this person needs plow. We also need stuff ripped up in us. So whenever you come on a Sunday morning, make sure that you're ready. You know, like, because I want to be ready to receive what God wants to put. I don't want to be hard ground. You know, I don't want to be frozen to what God wants to do. So let me talk just a little bit, 3 minutes, what prep work is, what this plowing is. Prep work looks like this. It's praying. Praying is plowing. Praying is plowing. Do you think about that person or talk about that person more than you pray for them? If you do, you are neglecting to plow at the right season. Prayer is plowing. You don't see it. It feels like it's not doing any work. It's behind the scenes. It's under the surface. But prayer is just working somebody's soil in their heart. And it's turning their heart open to God. Prayer is taking out weeds in people's hearts that you didn't even know were there until that plow got into that soil and ripped up the ground and took out the weed that you didn't even think was there. That's what prayer does. When you keep praying about that person instead of keep worrying about them, when you keep praying about that person instead of talking to the other person about them and, oh, I wish they would do this and I wish they would do that and I wish that they would get it right, instead of talking to somebody else, you talk to God and you pray and you ask the Spirit of God to invade that person and invade their soul. And in the moment, all of a sudden, the soil starts getting deep and rich and dark and ready for God to plant what He needs to plant. But if you don't do the prep work, you will not get the harvest. And there are so many of us who do not pray, and we are frustrated with not seeing the harvest that God wants to see because we just don't pray. We don't pray. We're great at worrying. We're great at talking. We're terrible at praying. And so if we would just take every time I worry, every time I talk, I need to pray. Every time I worry, every time I talk, I need to pray. Well, whoever that person is, I'm telling you, if you continue to pray, you will continually get that soil right where it needs to be. Another piece of prep work, just not praying. Even though praying is the most important, I believe, in prep, is having spirit-prompted, sharpening and shaping conversations. This is prep work. There are things that you need to talk about with people that the Holy Spirit has prompted you to say to them that are sharpening and shaping conversations. They're usually not super fun. They usually come with a little bit of trepidation because you're like, I don't know how they're going to take this when I say this. But it's prep work. And some of us want harvest without having those conversations. We want harvest without taking out all the rocks that are in the soil. We want harvest without getting into the weeds of somebody's life. Wow. And just saying, this thing we need to talk about. It's not judging. It's not sitting there telling somebody they're terrible. It's not sitting there running somebody down and making them feel like they're worse than anything and everything. It's literally showing them the way, one of the best ways that I can love you is help you grow. And this thing right now is keeping you from growing. It is a rock in the soil of your heart. Let's remove the rock. So you have to have those conversations. But they need to be spirit-led, not temper-led. Some of you only have shaping and sharpening conversations when you're mad. It's got to be spirit-led, not worry and anxiety-led. Some of you only have these conversations when you're like, oh, what's going to happen with them? What's going to happen with them? Oh, I better have a conversation. No, that's fear-based. And nothing good happens from fear. And so it has to be spirit-led conversation that you feel like the Holy Spirit is prompting you at this moment. And can I tell you, if we're really open to the Holy Spirit, you're probably going to have more conversations than you're comfortable with, not less. Probably more. Because the Holy Spirit also is caring and loving those people. And so if you do it by the Holy Spirit's prompting, what's going to happen is they're going to be ready to receive that as well. And be like, yes, I know I need to change this. That's prep work. That's plowing. If we want to see a harvest. Last one, this. Reading God's word. Not for a specific answer, but just letting God speak. This is prep work. Some of us, and this is, I've seen it neglected so many times. Let God's word speak to you. And to let God's word speak to you, you have to sit in front of it and just read it. And you have to spend time in God's word and let him speak. And I promise you, things will come out of that. And things will be removed from you. And things will come out of that, will help you remove things from other people. But it's not you, it's God. It's not you, it's God's word. It's not, and there's something so strong that happens because the word of God is ultimate truth. The word of God will never be moved. The word of God is immovable in every sense of the word. And the word of God is strong and sharp and able to cut through deception and able to cut through what people lied about themselves and lie to other people. It's able to cut through all of the things that aren't truth that sometimes we believe are true. The word of God is able to give us a foundation that we can stand on. When everything else seems flimsy and everything else feels like I can't really build on that, I can build on the word of God. And if you sit in front of the word of God, not just like, oh, I need to read some Bible or I need God to give me something right now. No, not like that. It's just part of your daily life, and you just sit in front of God's word. There is so much prep work that happens. It's incredible what can happen if you just sit in front of God's word. And so I'm reminded again, okay, God, I want to do prep work. Like, because I love harvest. Harvest is awesome. Harvest also has its other issues. It's not easy. It's hard work as well. But I love harvest, but really I have neglected prep work so many times. So God, help us as leaders to do the work before the work. God, help us do the work before the work. And Lord, let us not back away from this stuff so that we can see harvest. Because, God, you really did say the harvest is plentiful. And so, God, we really do want to see all of those things, but we don't want it to go to waste, or we don't want to waste some of the things you're trying to plant because we have a bad soil environment. And so, God, help us to prep where we need to prep. In Jesus' name, amen.